Santa Scorsese was born on February 6, 1968, in Bari, Italy. She received the first Christian formation in the Salesian Oratory of the Church of the Most Holy Redeemer of her hometown, developing a profound Marian devotion. Between one experience and another, there is the fatigue of a girl with her head in order, who studies and succeeds well in school, because she is aware of the sacrifices that her parents had made in order to get her an education, but she also had learned to give her time to those in need. Because at the age of 15, she volunteered for the Italian Red Cross, taking care of children with polio and with muscular dystrophy. Since 1984, she had joined the Militia of the Immaculate Conception at the Missionaries of the Immaculate and at the same time attends the Focolare movement. She often goes to the rest home to visit the elderly alone, lends her exemplary action in the parish center, participates in initiatives of the Catholic Action, carries out catechism activities, and is part of the choir. Through living the gospel and dedicating her life to the poor, she's driven to undertake a passionate search for a vocation. With so many commitments, it really remains a mystery to how she still manages to find time to study. Yet the university booklet speaks for itself, as she had only passed from medicine to pedagogy because she was in a hurry to dive into a profession with which to help those who suffer. She also began to write her spiritual diary, which was found with surprise only after her death. In it, one understands how for Santa, it was only God that matters because He is truly the only one unshakable fixed point in the life of each of us. She was described as a dynamic, cheerful girl and full of ideas. Many had mentioned of how easy it was to socialize and share experiences with her. Everyone appreciates her for her simplicity and frankness, but also for her stubbornness. Now, starting in 1988, a young psychopath who accidentally heard her proclaim the word of God during a celebration in the Cathedral of Bari falls in love with her and begins to follow her at every step. He persecutes her, provokes her, and even attacks her, sometimes arriving at an attempt of sexual violence to which Santa barely manages to escape. The young man manages to intercept her every move and threatens her with the words, "You will be mine." With letters, phone calls, obscene words, recorded messages, he promises her more harm if she does not stop attending church and does not start a relationship with him. The young woman is forced to always be accompanied by someone during her outings, at a time when the crime of stalking was not prosecutable. Understanding the seriousness of the threats, Santa confides to a spiritual director. She told him, "Know that whatever happens to me, I have chosen God." Despite the precautions, in the late evening of Friday, March 15, 1991, on her way home from a meeting with a youth group of Catholic Action, she was attacked from behind the door by a stalker with 14 stab wounds. She was then rescued by her family members and taken to the Bari Hospital, where she dies in the early hours of March 6, 1991. One of the doctors at the hospital testified that her last words were that of forgiveness for her killer. Servant of God, Santa Scorsese, pray for us.